What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, December 18th, 2018. 1 week to go until Christmas. If you have not got your shopping done, you know what you need to be doing here. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, whatever, observations. Anyway, a lot of people are still talking about the Yellow Vests protests, which are still going on in many parts of the world. I understand they're going to have one in California in the very near future. And of course, the media is out there saying, well, you know, it's starting to fade away. Well, you know, we're getting into Christmas. A lot of these people probably haven't done their shopping. And the weather in many of these countries like the Netherlands and Belgium and France, it's getting cold. But I imagine next spring we might see this thing definitely revive. So there was an interesting article. This came out of UNS.com about the end of dystopia. And it's a very positive view of what's going on. And the author says, just thinking of a French Revolution makes me feel young because I remember the previous one in May of 1968, the revolution of forbidden to forbid. And basically in that time period, France had devolved into a very rigid society, much as it is today. And following that revolution, everything loosened it up. You could flirt with the opposite sex. You could smoke out in public. It was a really good time here. So this article is basically saying that, yeah, the world is ripe for a new French Revolution and just in time for Christmas here. So there's another more serious article over here in Journal Neo. What happens if the French Yellow Vests win? What if taxes are reduced, wages increased, Macron steps down? And we're not talking here about that fuel tax. They've already called that one off. And we're not talking about the very slight increase in the minimum wage. The French government's already agreed to raise it by 100 euros per month. Ooh, you know, pop the champagne corks on that one here. But we're looking at about real fundamental changes, which the Yellow Vests seem to want, which is substantial tax reduction for the majority of French citizens, major increase in wages, and enhancement of social benefits. So what happens if they get this? What will happen? Who would benefit? Who would lose? Well, obviously, Macron isn't going to go along with all of this stuff. He was put into power by the elites. And these rich folk expect their privileges to be guaranteed, even increased. But the fact of the matter is that France, like so many other countries, could take care of its people much better if it would just cut that war budget. That's really at the heart of it. The reason things are so difficult in France economically is so much money is being sucked out of their economy to pay for wars as part of the U.S. coalition against whoever we're bombing right now. And I think the people of the world need to realize that the reason they're struggling so hard and having to make do with so little, working harder than they ever have in their lives and having less for it, is because of this war agenda that's out there. I mean, the money just pours through the war machine like it's a colander. And they're not even taking care of the money they get. We're talking about trillions of dollars that are unaccounted for over at the Pentagon. You know, well, golly gee whiz, General, it was here a second ago. Yuck, 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 yuck. That's okay. We'll just raise the taxes on the people again. Or we'll cancel a highway project or something here. So we're in a wartime economy. They don't want to admit it, but that's exactly what's going on. And that's why our roads are cracking and our bridges are crumbling and our dams are in danger of collapse. The nation is basically rotting from neglect. because all the money is going into the bombs and F-35s and F-22s and aircraft carriers and all that other really cool stuff, which even most people at the Pentagon hope never actually has to be used, probably because then they'll find out it doesn't work all that well. But it's money and promotion. That's what they want. Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex literally exerting power over the rest of the nation for its own benefit. And that's what's happening right now. Okay, now over in the Black Sea area, the United Nations General Assembly has approved a resolution put forward by Ukraine on navigation in the Azov and Black Seas. Now, it passed by a two-thirds majority, and the resolution's calling on Russia to stop restricting international navigation in the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. Pardon me. So this draft resolution, which was titled Militarization of the Autonomous Republic of Crimea and the City of Sevastopol, as well as parts of the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, is adopted. Now, there's only one situation that the General Assembly needs to keep in mind. And bear in mind that General Assembly resolutions are not, in fact, binding. It's just sort of a sense of all the nations here. Traffic in and out of the Black Sea and the Azov Sea is covered by a treaty called the Montrose Convention. And the Montrose Convention is the treaty that says that only those nations actually bordering these bodies of water may come and go freely, and everybody else is subject to reasonable restrictions, especially when it comes to warships. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. All right, over in Kiev, there is a lot of rumbling and rumors that Poroshenko is planning a belligerent provocation somewhere along Russia's border. They're going to do another provocation, trying to get Russia to respond. If Russia responds, the corporate media will say, oh, Russian aggression, Russian aggression, Russian aggression. And Poroshenko is saying it's going to happen before the end of this year, meaning sometime in the next 2 weeks. Now, Russia is aware that countries like the United States are actively working to stage further attacks and provocations to bring international attention and force a reaction from Russia. And apparently, part of Poroshenko's planned provocation will take place in Crimea. So Lavrov obviously is denouncing this, saying, you know, this plan to attack Crimea. And he's saying, basically, it's our border, and we will not allow Petro Poroshenko to try, as he claims, to defend their interests and thus violate the rights of the Crimeans, obtained in accordance with international law. Now, back in March of 2014, the overwhelming majority of the population of Crimea and the special area of Sevastopol voted in favor of leaving Ukraine and then voted to return to the Russian republics or to join with the Russian republics. Of course, the U.S. policy is they don't recognize the right of the Crimeans to self-determination, even though that's written into the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which every member of the U.N. is required to comply with. So the Western media is out there saying that Russia invaded and annexed Crimea, which is an absolute lie. It's a big line. They keep repeating it over and over and over again. And it's kind of like going to a wedding. To give you a perspective on the American mindset, it's like going to a wedding and one of the guests refuses to recognize the bride's right to marry the groom. Therefore, by default, the groom has kidnapped and raped the bride. That's really how absurd this whole thing is. Now, the other day, somebody had put out this article on the web about Russia had deployed 100 fighter jets to Crimea, and it was meant to just rattle everybody. The actual number is 10. And apparently this is in response to remarks by Lavrov that Kiev was planning an armed provocation in the coming weeks and before the end of the year. Now, this is the 18th, so you know it's going to happen very, very soon. So the Russian news agency Interfax said that Moscow had sent more than 10 Sukhoi Su-27 and Su-30 fighter jets to the overhauled Belbek air base in Crimea as part of a permanent deployment. And this announcement came after Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said in an interview that Ukraine was preparing an armed provocation with Russia on the border with Crimea during the last 10 days of December, which pretty much means starting as early as this weekend here. So there could be a shooting war. Over at the U.S. State Department, they're not ruling out yet more sanctions against Russia over the Kerch Strait incident. And basically, again, the media spin is Russia seized three Ukrainian Navy vessels that violated its maritime border. That part is accurate. Now, Russia allows shipping in and out of the Azov Sea, but the Kerch Strait is very narrow. If you look at it in Google Earth, the shorelines seem to be wide apart, but look at the blue part and look where the light blue part is. That's shoals. It's too shallow to run ships through there. And you'll see there's a dark blue strip down the middle, which is where a channel has been dredged out and is kept dredged out. That's where the ships go. And it can only handle so much traffic. So Russia has a very reasonable restriction, which is let us know 48 hours in advance that you're going to be coming through. And then confirm 24 hours in advance. Now, that, to me, is a perfectly reasonable thing to do. And it's for the safety of your ship. It's for the safety of the other ships around you. But what Ukraine did with these two patrol boats and tugboat, they just charged right on through. They didn't notify Russia at all. And they just charged on through. They refused an order to basically stop. Russian patrol vessels came on out. The Ukrainian vessels, again, refused to stop, which resulted in the ramming. Fortunately, nobody pulled a trigger over there. But again, it's all, it's Russia. It's all Russia's fault. How dare Russia? Oh, we got a caller on the line. Layla in Ontario, I missed you the other day. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Sorry to call so early, but I do have to go out. So I wanted to make a quick comment, if I can.
Please do.
It's regarding Trump and why he's failing as a leader. I don't think it takes a great deal of imagination to assume that he's been threatened and he doesn't want to end up like John Kennedy, or that his children or grandchildren have been threatened. So if that were you in his position, what would you do? Especially when you know you are only one person against a huge number of rival factions. You know that nobody is going to come out on top except those who are most brutal. But anyway, reading the Constitution, Americans really should read the Constitution, because within there it is implied, if not explicit, the obligation when your country or your government is treacherous or fails to lead you, you have an obligation to bring it down, whatever means are necessary. If we're afraid of violence, nobody likes violence because it always has unpredictable consequences. But it may just be kicking the can down the road. I think Americans have to stop and decide, is the military loyal to the country, or has the military been bought off? These are the things that have to be determined. Simply sitting in one's living room and on the couch and complaining, Trump isn't doing this and Trump isn't, he's not Superman. And he has no miraculous powers. Even Jesus couldn't bring himself down from the cross for those who are believers. So I think we have to, and Canada, I don't know if you're aware, but Lloyd Axworthy, who used to be the federal finance minister at the UN, said that because of the migrant compact, there's now an obligation to take in not only any migrants, but those migrants that are now in Tijuana. So we're all in jeopardy, and the U.S. is going to be sandwiched by Canada and Mexico and everyone else who will be rushing to its border. There is no good option available anymore. And I think people have to prepare for that. And one final word, everyone keeps, yesterday Mark said something about, oh, we need socialized medical care. All right, in Montreal yesterday, they announced they had done a face transplant. That would have cost multi-millions for one person when there are people in Canada on socialized medicine who have been on waiting lists while they suffer in pain in order to get into hospitals. One reason I have instructed anybody that I know, if they find me unconscious, let me die. Do not ever take me to a hospital. I have read about cases where people who are unable to help themselves while in this socialized medical system of hospitals, where nurses don't care, they found one mentally ill patient who was in the same room with another person who was disabled, force-feeding him feces. So that's what happens when you have universal medical care and everybody rushes to your country in order to be able to use your free medical care. There are just too many people on this planet. The absurdity of spending hundreds of thousands or millions to keep one person alive is utterly irrational. We have to recognize that we have to make room for new blood. And unfortunately, the new blood that's coming up is badly educated or indoctrinated.
Yes.
There are a lot of ideas I've covered here, but the point is that the future is very bleak, whether it's financial, whether it's social, whether it's medical, whether it's military. We have to prepare that we have regressed. We took for granted the comforts and the civilization with which we were living, and meanwhile, the malicious powers that be have been acting to work against us. And by the way, yesterday you said something about Britain's Christopher Steele work being a spy for the British. The U.S. has been controlled, manipulated in an undercurrent by England from day one, whether it was the Revolutionary War, whether it was the Civil War. England and France have always been trying to destroy the U.S. France finally was defeated with its own revolution. Britain has never given up control or trying to control the U.S., and it has used the passive, compliant, duplicitous Canadians, such as Lester Pearson, who used to sit in when he was at the U.S. Embassy in Washington, D.C. He used to sit in on meetings at the highest levels and then report back to Britain what the Americans were planning to do. So autonomy, freedom, sovereignty, you've never really had it. I'm sorry, I've said far more than I should have. I will leave it now up to you to follow. And forgive me for saying so much, but I do have to. I rushed it out because I do have to go out for an appointment. So thank you for letting me offer my observations. And the survival of the U.S. is essential to the entire planet, and especially to those of us who neighbor your borders. So bye for now, Mike.
All right, bye for now, Layla. And as a side note, it's the Declaration of Independence, which says that when government goes bad, we have a right and a duty to throw it off and start over again. It's not in the Constitution. All right, we've got another caller on the line, but I'm going to wait until after the next commercial here. The United States is not ruling out increasing their military presence in the Black Sea. They want to send in more warships to the region. And again, that would be a violation of the Montreux Convention. Unfortunately, the United States, as we know it today, is ignoring treaties or pulling out of treaties. They're acting like there should be no more international law. Anyway, we're going to take a break for commercials here, and we'll be right back after these few words.
The The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take another phone call from Carmen in Florida. Aloha, Carmen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. What's on my mind today is what the former Leah just spoke. She was talking about our president, Donald Trump. He's not a Superman,
yes,
she said. She said even Jesus Christ couldn't bring himself down from the cross. I am a very studied, serious Christian. That's the greatest insult, one of the greatest insults anyone could ever say to a Christian. Jesus Christ was Yahweh, the creator of the universe, incarnate in the flesh. He could have brought himself down from the cross. He said he could have when Peter didn't want him to go to the cross. He said he could have called the legion of angels down. He didn't need to do that. He could have brought himself down from that cross. So, you know, that he came to redeem our sins. He was a sinless human being taking the form of a man. He could have brought himself down from that cross. So this thing about even Jesus Christ couldn't bring himself down from the cross, you know, there's a verse of scripture that says, professing to be wise, they become fools. She has a complete fool in making a statement as ridiculous and unstudied as that. She has insulted
me. Thank you for your opinion.
She has insulted us.
And So, like I said, thank you for your opinion, and we're going to let you go now and get back to the news. Thank you very much. Okay. So we were talking about how the U.S. Is refusing to rule out increasing their military presence in the Black Sea, even though it would be a violation of the Montrose Convention. And I was making the point that the U.S. government today seems to be completely unconcerned about prior treaty obligations. And that is a very, very dangerous situation. It's going to lead to a situation where other countries no longer trust the U.S. government simply because they're breaking so many of their pledges. Treaties are very important. They're in fact, in our Constitution, treaties are the highest law of the land, as long as they don't violate our Constitution. And that's how important they are supposed to be. But we have Trump pulling out of the INF the P5+1 deal, ignoring the Montrose Convention, ignoring the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and the list just goes on and on and on. And by the way, getting on back to Layla here, I don't think it's really a case of Trump being threatened or his children being threatened. That's always a possibility, but that's what the Secret Service Protective Detail is for. And Trump has his own security working with the Secret Service Protective Detail. So I think it's just a case that the man is proving himself to be a weak leader. And we're going to be getting back to that in a little bit. But meanwhile, we have another caller, and it's Art off the grid. And we're going to start with you, Art. I'm probably going to take you through the next commercial break. But what's on your mind today?
Okay, well, I'll try to keep it short and brief and sweet. I'm with you. I'm not so sure that there's really all these threats being made against Donald Trump, because Trump doesn't come across to me as being the kind of guy that's easily intimidated or threatened. Kind of like me. You can make all the threats in the world, and all that's going to do is piss me off. And Trump comes across as being kind of the same kind of guy, although I agree, I think he's a very weak leader. I think he's going to be, if things continue, he's going to be a one-term president. But I did want to make one correction on that lady, not the last caller, but a couple callers ago. We need to be very careful when we start talking about the Constitution and what's in it and this and that and the other. And the reason I say this is because so many people make the mistakes, just like that lady did. The Constitution says this. The Constitution says that. The Constitution says this about rights, whatever. You've got to remember, folks, the Constitution says absolutely nothing about rights. It doesn't guarantee or protect anything as far as rights go. Those are contained within the Bill of Rights, which are backed up and supported by the Constitution. As far as this about doing away with oppressive governments, you show me anywhere in the Constitution where it says that you have a duty to overthrow or do away with a damaging, destructive, tyrannical government, and I'll kiss you anywhere you want to be kissed, anywhere you, in any place you want to be kissed at.
This well, like sounds, I said at the end of the phone call, I think Layla was confusing the Declaration of Independence for the Constitution, because in the Declaration it says when a long chain of abuses and usurpations pursuing inevitably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
And that's in the second paragraph, third sentence of the Declaration of Independence. We've got to make sure that we mention these things. We've got to stop making these common errors that so many people make, because no one is going to take us serious if we can't be serious about what we're saying.
I agree with that, and I'm alarmed that there are so many people in the independent media who are just out there for ego, and they'll just put out any kind of nonsense because they're trying to build audience, and it's getting to be a bit of a problem. Anyway, Art, we have to take another break here for commercials, and do you want to stay over?
Sure, we can talk a little bit more.
All right, then stay on the line. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Well,
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
What really and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking with Art from Off the Grid, talking about the Constitution. And really, if you've never read it, you should. And yes, stay away from synopses and condensations, because everybody puts their own spin on it. And one of the very alarming things about the Common Core education curriculum is they're literally rewriting the Bill of Rights children a very different meaning. And one of the ones they did was the Second Amendment, where they basically rewrote it, say that the right of the people to keep and bear arms is confined to, you know, your being in some kind of government-controlled militia.
Right. Yeah, and I've talked to a lot of high school students that's what they think. They don't realize that they are the militia. In fact, there was a time back in this country when anyone over the any male over the age of 14 was considered militia capable. You're old enough to carry a gun, you're old enough to fire a gun, and you're old enough to fight for what's yours. And that was at the age of 14. And it wasn't unusual to see 14-year-olds out there along with 21 and 31-year-old men doing what needed to be done. It was quite common back then. And I think we kind of maybe 14 might be a little bit too young. I would say 16 might be a little bit more more acceptable to people, but I think we really need to return back to that mentality, if you will. And I was very happy this morning. I wanted to share with everybody a little something that happened to me this morning. Today was my third appointment with the physical therapist. I had shoulder surgery done about 4 weeks ago, so I've been going through the physical therapy that follows that, which is pretty extensive and lasts for as much as 4 to 6 months of recuperative therapy before you're completely over. But I stopped in a huddle house, and I stopped and sat there for about an hour and a half, had coffee, because it's a long drive. It's an hour drive from here to Augusta to go to the therapy. So I leave plenty of time where I can sit, have coffee, get woke up, stretch out a little bit, because I'm stiff from overnight. And there was a fellow there, I guess late 30s or so, and he was talking to an older lady, and he was talking about Supreme Court cases and court precedents and all of these different things. And I turned and I said, "Excuse me, but you sound like an attorney." And he said, "No, I'm a constitutional instructor over here at the GPSTC." Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, that's the Georgia Public Safety Training Center. This is where they send your police trainees from the police academy to learn law. Well, guess what? They now are teaching the Constitution to our local state police here in Georgia. This is a good thing.
I agree.
I think someone maybe just woke up a little bit and said, you know, it might not be a bad idea. We start teaching our officers the Constitution. And we got to talk, and the guy looked at me and said, "Are you one of those sovereign citizens?" And I said, "No, sir, there is no such animal ever existed." He said, "I'm so glad to hear you say that, because that's one of the things that drives me nuts. Don't ever call yourself a sovereign citizen. You can't be sovereign and be a citizen. But start looking into your various states. Go to your state public safety training centers where they're teaching law and statute and all this to your police academy, whatever they call them, academy trainees, whatever. Find out if they're doing what Georgia is doing now. This is a really good thing. They're now starting to teach our officers, local police, state police, sheriffs, deputies, all of them are now being taught the Constitution. Great move, I think.
I agree, and when you also consider the number of police departments that are now refusing these training trips to Israel, I think we're starting to see a pushback against the brutalization of the police force. Now, if we could just get them on those off of those prescription antidepressants, I think a lot of the gratuitous violence would go away.
I think you're right. Anyway, just wanted to share that positive experience with everybody. And, you know, this kind of gives me hope that maybe. Anyway, thanks, Mike. Take care. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, I forgot the name of that army, the child army in Africa. They can, 10-year-olds can shoot AK-47s, field strip AK-47s, shoot RPGs. So 14 is not really too young. It's just, it's how they're brought up, you know, if they're, I mean, I forgot the name of that army. It was like, remember the children army? I mean, they're a professional army. I mean, you know, I'd be scared to go up against these kids, you know. But Mike, Layla mentioned something Mark said about, like, universal health care. He was talking about he'd rather have that than the Pentagon military-industrial complex spending money on bombs to kill people around the world. That's what he was talking about. You know, and to that woman about Jesus, I mean, you know, I had hope with Trump. Trump's not coming to help us. Jesus is not coming to help us. Gandhi's not coming to help us, Mike. I mean, we're in trouble, Mike.
Nope.
Trump flipped again with the border wall now.
Yes, like he said, I was going to talk about that later in the show.
Yeah, he's going to find the money from Mike. It's never going to be built. I could tell. He's a lost cause. He's either just weak, or he's a fraud. You know, that's the two. I don't think he's scared. I think that's the two choices. You know, it's either all a fraud or he's just weak. Because,
I mean, if he's weak, then his presentation of himself as being a tough guy, that's the fraud right there. But we certainly did not get the Donald Trump that we voted for. And I really do think it's a situation. We have been hearing for months now that he's very easily manipulated by all the people around him. He's very susceptible to flattery. And you're in a city of people whose entire career has been all about manipulating everybody around them to get what they want.
But what is he doing, Mike, besides Twittering? Like, what is his day-to-day job? He's putting all these other people in the run in the world, right? But, like, what is he doing? He's supposed to be making the decision, not these people. That's what I don't understand. Like with John Bolton and Mike Pompeo, they shouldn't be there. He ran on getting the troops out. Why would you put in the people that you ran saying that in that are neocons or they're hegemony people? They're empire lovers. I mean, what? That's what I mean. Like he ran against
who
that.
We elect as president. You know, the war agenda goes on. That's who's in control: the military-industrial complex. And we had this article the other day where Russia says, as far as they can tell, foreign policy relative to Russia has been delegated to John Bolton. And you're absolutely right. That's not what's supposed to happen. Setting policy is supposed to be the president's job. But he does spend an awful lot of time on Twitter. He's spending an awful lot of time, well, certainly during the run to the midterms, flying around the country, going to rallies. I mean, he loves going to the rallies. But again, I think it comes down to he's proving himself to be a very weak leader.
And, you know, Mike, I don't use Twitter. I don't use Facebook. I don't use it. You know, I go on Zero Heads. I listen to you, and I just do my own research, and it's not hard. I mean, you remember he was running, Michael Savage had him on, and Alex Jones or whatever, and Roger Stone, or that, and then, like, nothing's gone. Nothing's been fixed. Like, no infrastructure?
It's gotten worse. It's gotten worse. You know, and Trump has failed on so many of his campaign promises. As you just pointed out, he's folded on the wall. And he just absolutely abandoned the vaccine safety issue and the honest elections issue. And those were important issues that he should have dealt with. And he had, you know, 2 years to deal with them. Almost 2 years to deal with him, and he did absolutely nothing. And, you know, we're still hearing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is out there writing articles and everything, and the corporate media is ignoring him. And as we can tell from the midterm elections, nothing has been fixed about our very dishonest, crooked election system.
And I'm like, you know, if I was Trump, and, you know, I'd throw a monkey. He has the ability to throw a monkey wrench. Because he's the president of the United States. He can pull the troops out. All he had to do is put a general in that could pull the troops out. There is generals out there that will, you know, but he don't. He don't. You know, and that's his fault. So, I mean, nobody needs to be calling in the show praising Trump now. Because if you can't see that he hasn't done squat now, then I'm sorry. Then, you know, you got like, you're a Trump apologist or a Bush apologist or something, because, I mean, you got to show results. Nothing's, and there's not going to be no tax cuts for the regular people. I mean, there's nothing going on. Like, I mean, I don't know. And now
the Russian thing again, the China thing again, the tax cuts favored the large corporations and the wealthy. They've been buying their stock back like crazy. And it's all to their advantage. And part of it, of course, is that Trump is, you know, rewarding his supporters from 2016 with favors. But it seems like maybe being a billionaire has isolated him from the concerns of the ordinary American people. And I had somebody, I think, called in yesterday saying that they'll post tweets to Donald Trump on his Twitter channel, but we've got no way of knowing if he ever actually reads any of them, which would take a huge amount of time. So, I don't think it's a case of Trump being threatened or his children and grandchildren being threatened. I think he's just weak and easily manipulated. And that's why our foreign policy continues to be so chaotic, because it keeps changing and flip-flopping all the way over and back. And it's a very dangerous situation.
And, Mike, it's December 2018. I mean, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, do something already with him, you know? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's December 2018. Nothing's been done. I don't know. It hasn't.
He's got two more years in office to try and get something done. But I'm not optimistic on that. I think Trump's true character and his true abilities as a leader are fully on display for everybody to see. Anyway, Dustin, the phone lines are loading up here, so I'm going to let you go. And we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind? Mark, are you there? Going once, going twice. All right, let's switch over to Kathleen.
Hello.
Mark, are you there?
Hello.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn, okay. Hey, listen, I just want to, you know, defend Layla before what she said. This is not a religious show, okay? Myself, yeah. I believe in God. I don't take the Bible absolutely, you know, 100% literally, all right? And I know you, I'm quite sure you don't,
Yes.
But the thing is, this is not a religious show, and, you know, you don't have a right not to be offended. It's the same thing with the left. When the left wants to talk politically correct, they don't have a right not to be offended, and the same thing here. If you want to listen, somebody wants to listen to a radio show, and somebody calls in and makes a joke. Look, my idea of God is that he's much bigger than that, and that he has a sense of humor, okay? But that's besides the point. That's just my opinion. Right.
Yeah, he gave us the duck-billed platypus.
That's true. That's true. And a porcupine, too, for that matter. You know, and somebody, why would he be giving us, he gave us ticks and fleas, too. What's their purpose today? But maybe it was just sense of humor. But anyway, but besides the point.
Nipples on men.
Right, you know, and I'm not sure if Layla's Christian or not. Anyway, I think she might be Muslim. I know she's from the Middle East somewhere. But that's besides the point. It's nothing, you know, it's the fact of the matter, she has a right to make a joke if she wants. And she's a good person. She makes a lot of sense. I know she disagrees with me what I said yesterday about, you know, national health care. I said if we took that money away from the Pentagon, we would have the money to have a health care system that could really properly take care of everybody. Not, you know, not BS, like, I mean, actually provide, you know, really quality health care. That's I believe, with the money that we would save by cutting that Pentagon budget in half or even three quarters, and we would still have enough weapons to blow up the rest of the world. The only thing we should worry about as far as defense is somebody attacks us or perhaps tries to blockade us. That's the only time we should be prepared to react. Other than that, what happens around the world is none of our business. We have no business in the Middle East. We have no business in Europe. We have no business in Asia. I don't care about the South China Sea. They call it the South China Sea for a reason, right? I don't care about any of that stuff except what happens in this country right here. We have no business interfering in anybody else's business, and we have no business provoking another supernuclear superpower, okay? That between the two of us, we could turn this Earth into ash. So that's what I was talking about, a proper healthcare system. You know, Russia has spent $61 billion on their defense, and yet it really is defense. And if we tried a war on the border, if it stayed conventional, be honest about it, they'd kick our butts, okay? They'd kick our butts.
Yes.
They're prepared to defend their country, and we wouldn't be defending ours by being over there.
They're spending so much less than the United States. In fact, last year, Putin actually cut Russia's military budget, but they're producing all of these amazing weapons. In some of these areas, the United States is years behind because the vast majority of the defense budget is being spent maintaining over 700 military bases around the world, to garrison the world, to make sure that none of those other nations gets uppity ideas about, you know, running their own affairs.
Exactly. And the thing is this, you know, he cut it from $69 billion to $61 billion. That's because he's interested in defending Russia. Maybe, you know, a few countries very close to it. He had to do something about Syria because he was concerned about ISIS. ISIS was trying to spread their poison into parts of Russia. So that's the only reason he took any kind of action there. He is concerned about defending his country. And by the way, as far as national health care system, Russia has one, and from what I understand, it's pretty good. You know, Peter Lavelle, who's on Crosstalk, he runs Crosstalk.
Yes.
You know, he's American, but he lives in Russia. He was talking about the health care system. He had to deal with it. He said it's excellent. He said
Mark, got to take another commercial break. Got to let you go. I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Kathleen in Paris. Aloha, Kathleen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I can chime in on a few of the things that you're talking about, but I want to get to the Corbett report later. But first of all, I think the history about building walls instead of bridges. I've seen some studies on that, and normally walls don't work anyway. But that's just the point. About Trump and what he's... Well, we're gonna, that story's not over, is it? Okay, about some of the people I listen to about Trump think that he's, and there's some agreement, Liz Crokin is one, the SGT report, X-22. These people think that Trump is putting judges and especially judges in place to go after pedophiles, high-ranking in the government.
So it would be good if he was going to do that. I know that there actually does seem to be some progress regarding low-level pedophiles, which I applaud.
Yes, I know. But they think that, Kavanaugh and a lot of other U.S. judges and prosecutors are being put in place. Then there's the revamping of the prison over there in Cuba, Guantanamo.
Yes.
Also just a little quick word about what's going on in Paris and France and the Yellow Jackets. You know, really what I want to say is I had an experience today from a French person that made me realize just how terribly polarized all of our populations are, in the States too, I'm supposing. Because when most of us saw the time when a bunch of cops took off their helmets and Yellow Jackets cheered and burst out in song, singing the national anthem, and it was quite a happy thing, and we were all kind of happy to see that. Yeah, you can't believe this guy's take on that. He said that they were hot, and they took off those helmets because they were hot.
Oh, man, the corporate media is getting desperate.
Well, I know, and I resisted laughing in this guy's face, as you just did, because, you know, he's my English student, and he pays me nicely. But I did, said, well, you know, that's not just going to hold water. There was about 10 of them, and they all got hot at the same time and took off their helmets. Well, yeah. And, the main thing he wanted to criticize, though, was the headline on the article that I sent him, which said that, already the
music?
Yeah,
we got to do station identification. Kathleen, stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you, and I want to hear the end of the story. So, stay tuned.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.